this is Kay with Cafe. Again, we are back with another Conversations with NUSD podcast. So joining me today is the author of the children's books, Bamilia and Love is More Contagious. Lori Nakamura, thank you for joining us this morning. If you wanted to share a little bit about yourself, please do with our listeners.
Yes. So I actually used to live in Natomas a few years ago. I grew up in the Sacramento area. I do have a background in the performing arts. I have a bachelor's degree in human development. I went to UC Davis. So I am local. I'm currently living in Granite Bay with my husband and my two little girls. I have a first grader and fifth grader. And really this book writing kind of happened during COVID. It kind of just became something positive that we wanted to bring to light after going through everything we did with the pandemic. And so I started to write Love is More Contagious to help kids that might have been dealing with having to be at home and being quarantined. And from that, I just started writing all these ideas, pretty much books for my kids that I couldn't find anywhere else. And so, yes, so this has become a new thing for me, but very fun. And I'm glad to have been able to connect with people through it, too.
I love the fact that, you know, we're celebrating Filipino History Month right now. And we're also talking about your book, Bamilia, because in Filipino culture, family is everything. So I should backtrack. For folks who don't know, Bamilia is family in Tagalog. And Lori, you include your family in this book. Share a little bit about the thought process. And I mean, I like the little tidbit about who illustrated your book.
Yes. Okay. So first of all, it was illustrated by my sister, my younger sister. She graduated from Intercom High School. So she's been through Natomas Unified School District. She went to Two Rivers. She went to Natomas Charter and then eventually graduated at Intercom. And she's always really loved art. And she, in fact, when we started this process with writing books and illustrating, she actually lives in Atlanta, Georgia currently. So we've done everything virtually. And the story, this specific story, we really wanted to create something that represented a little bit of our childhood, a little bit of our family, but something that was very relatable to everybody else. And honestly, we couldn't find anything like this. You know, there's a lot of children's books about Filipino culture, but this was more about Filipino American culture, which I think is a little bit different and unique in that way. And so we actually loosely based a lot of the story and some of the illustrations on our family. So you'll see things like a very quaint house. It's based on our childhood home. There's a red van in there that we grew up riding in, you know. So like a lot of really fun personal touches. But I also think that it's stuff that people can relate to.
I love the fact that you said red van. Was it a red minivan?
It was a red minivan. It was a Dodge Caravan.
So for the longest time, my family, we drove a Toyota. Do you remember those Toyota Previa vans from the early 1990s?
Yes.
And then the special thing about our family van is it had a TRD sticker.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. That's my dad for you. Mm-hmm. Just trying to keep up with his racing days,
that's
I guess
so
you
funny.
Could say.
Whatever makes you feel good about it.
Yeah, but it's funny that, you know, something in your book, it relates to a lot of Filipino American experience, and then probably a lot of people out there just, you know, who grew up in immigrant households. Mm-hmm. You know, what's so special about Bamilia that you'd like to share?
I think what's special about it is it touches on a few different things. One is the feeling that sometimes maybe other immigrant children experience, which is feeling isolation. And so that's addressed in the book, just feeling different. And I think not just immigrant children, I think we've all kind of had that feeling where we're not in the right place or we don't belong. So that's one thing. And then also realizing that the things that are different about you that make you unique are very valuable. And really understanding your identity and appreciating it. And in this story, he sees that through his family, seeing how hard they've worked, all the things that they've been through, and kind of seeing himself, putting himself in their shoes and kind of relating to his own experiences to his families, and then finding his identity and his pride and his self and his culture through that. And I feel very strongly about that. My sister and I really wanted to deliver this message to other kids that might be reading the story, kids that might have experienced the same thing, but also kids that may not have and maybe become more aware of how kids are experiencing family and school and just a sense of belonging.
Here at Natomas Unified, we are always looking for ways to help students foster their sense of social emotional awareness. So this is just a great book for them to read to kind of help them just raise that kind of awareness, that self-awareness, sounds like. I know you touched on how this was like, was born out of COVID. But for students out there who are having trouble just getting into reading or writing, what can you share with them that helps spark your joy for reading and writing?
I think if you have an idea, if you have something to say, write it down. You don't necessarily have to write a book and show everybody, but I think just the process of feeling and thinking and writing it all down is just in itself very cathartic. Like, it won't hurt to do that. And like I said, it stemmed from this. So it was like a lot of stress during COVID. We were all, stuck at home, cooped up at home, and I was trying to find ways to find the good in things. And so that's where Love is More Contagious came from. And looking for those little pieces of light in the darkness kind of thing. And actually, those thoughts came in the middle of the night, in bed where I couldn't sleep. And I'm thinking about all these things, looking for books that might help my kids, and I couldn't find any. And so I wrote one. And so I think just not being afraid to write things down, not being afraid to use your voice if you feel that it's needed, because you just never know who might be able to relate or who you might be able to help.
Did you want to read an excerpt from your book?
Sure. I lived in a quaint house, cozy and small, with the people that I loved most of all. Ate, Kuya, Mom, and Dad. Our years in that house were the best we had. Our home was a place that was warm and inviting. A giant spoon and fork on the wall was a regular sighting, a reminder of the blessings of food and good health. We prayed that Santo Niño would provide us with wealth. The aroma of home-cooked Filipino cuisine filled the air since my mom was a cooking machine. She made the best pandesal lumpia and pancit. Her food was made with love. There was no denying it. She cared for us all and made breakfast, lunch, and dinner, while my dad worked long hours as our family's breadwinner. A traditional setup, some would say, but it worked for our families day to day. Ate and Kuya helped with the chores. My job was the dishes and sweeping the floors. We all worked together to keep the house clean. Not one speck of dust could ever be seen.
I really love the fact that you added the big spoon and the fork. For folks who don't know, a lot of Filipino-American households, for some reason, there's a big fork and spoon in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And for folks who may not know, ate and kuya, in the Filipino-Tagalog language, kuya means big brother, ate means older sister. But there are different dialects in the Philippines. So, for instance, in the Ilocano dialect, manang or manong mean the same thing. It's just different words.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
The main thing is really being able to see yourself in the story. And like I said before, especially for kids that are maybe immigrants or have parents that are immigrants, I feel like it's important to have a story that they can relate to. And also for people to just learn about what that's like for somebody that goes through that. In the story, I talk a lot about the Filipino culture and like really trying to create a visual of what a Filipino American family is like. And I think it makes it kind of more fun that way. And, I write the book in a way that's rhyming just because I think for kids it's just, very enticing and easy to read.
It's whimsical.
It is. And I wanted that part of it, too. So, I come from a performing arts background. I used to sing and write songs, and I feel like a lot of that has trickled down to the way that I write. And so a lot of times I write in a way that's, in like almost like poetry, and it becomes kind of a story. But this is a really, really... It was a really fun project for my sister and I, and one that is just very, very close to my heart because it's so personal. And also one that I feel like, I read to my girls, and they've learned a lot about our own family. And it also, I feel like, opens up a lot of conversations and discussions about different parts of our culture, but also, you know, things that we've experienced, our family history. What did Lolo and Lola do when they were, you know, when they were young? Where did they come from? Who's their family? You know, so I think that's one of the most important things, too, is these conversations that come out of this story that can go beyond this story.
For people out there who might want a copy of your wonderful book, how can they get a copy of your book?
It's available on Amazon and also on Barnes & Noble. People can purchase directly through me. I do have an Instagram. It's Lori Nakamura Author. And they are available for $15.
For the first 10 students who send us a picture of you with your family, you will receive a copy of her Pamilia book. Thank you so much again. And if you are interested in Lori Nakamura, you can find out more information from her Instagram, and we'll also have some of her links in the description of this podcast. Thank you again, and have a great day. This podcast has been a presentation of the Natomas Unified School District. For all the latest Natomas Unified news, visit natomasunified.org/NUSD-newsroom-hub.